FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's eager to engage with U.S. President Donald Trump on land reform and other key issues. This after Trump announced that he would be cutting funding to South Africa due to alleged land confiscations and human rights violations. The U.S. president added that they'd consider their next step after an investigation. Ramaphosa has issued a response dismissing the claims. Yes, his spokesperson Vincent Magwenya.
The recently adopted Expropriation Act is not a confiscation instrument, but a constitutionally mandated legal process that ensures public access to land in an equitable and just manner as guided by the Constitution. South Africa, like the United States of America and other countries, has always had expropriation laws that balance the need for public usage of land and the protection of rights of property owners.
Ramaphosa's recent signing of the expropriation bill into law has sparked strong reactions. Magwenya says they hope that through engagement, the Trump's administration will be able to gain a better understanding of these issues.
The U.S. remains a key strategic political and trade partner for South Africa, with the exception of the PEPFAR aid, which constitutes about 17% of South Africa's HIV/AIDS program. There's no other significant funding that is provided by the United States to South Africa.
More illegal guns were found in KZN than any other province during the festive season. National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola believes it's one of the reasons behind the province's high crime rate. He was briefing the media yesterday on their festive season operations. Masemola says police seized over 2,000 illegal and unlicensed firearms in the country between October and mid-January. KZN topped the list, followed by Gauteng and the Eastern Cape.
This include 1,731 handguns, 154 homemade guns, 211 rifles and 102 shotguns. Firearms remain a big problem in the country, as most of the serious and violent crimes, including murders, are committed through the use of firearms.
And hundreds of people have been evacuated from forest fires in Argentina's Patagonia Mountains. Authorities say the flames devastated an area near a tourist hotspot, leaving a man dead. The fire initially broke out Thursday and spread rapidly, fanned by wind and high summer temperatures. A state of emergency was declared on Friday, with surveillance measures in place until April. Another look at our lead story. President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's eager to engage with U.S. President Donald Trump on land reform and other key issues. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.